Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic of discussion today is Love Is as Love Does. Love is often characterized by the overwhelming feeling that is commonly associated with it. But to quote Scott Peck, the desire to love is not itself love. Love is as love does. We have all experienced the giddy feeling of falling in love, a feeling that eventually fades and gets replaced by reality. Genuine love is not a feeling, but rather the act of what happens when the butterflies inside of us stop fluttering, the act of commitment. The choice we make to commit ourselves to another person is what allows us to make the transition from falling in love, which is a feeling, to the act of genuine love. Let's start from the beginning. You have just met someone you are very attracted to. It's love at first sight. There is a powerful chemistry between the two of you. Fireworks have gone off. Suddenly it seems that every love song written has been written with the two of you in mind. The sexual attraction is powerful, exciting, and romantic. Lustful. Overcome with delirium, you can't eat and you can't sleep. You are obsessed with thoughts of this perfect love, so caught up in the whirlwind of romance that no one can bring you down. Differences don't matter. Blinded by passion, you fail to see their faults. They can do no wrong. Spellbound, you believe that you have found the one and want to broadcast it to the entire world. You're in love, and no one can tell you otherwise. There is a greater purpose to love at first sight. It is nature's way of preserving the human species. When infatuated, we are excited, but not necessarily happy. There is an element of nagging insecurity because we really don't have the other person yet. We have doubts about their feelings for us, and we worry or become jealous, thinking that they may leave us. And we may feel incomplete without the other person, further adding to our feelings of insecurity. There is an overall unsettling feeling in the first stage of any relationship. During this honeymoon phase, the euphoric rapture we feel comes from a dopamine rush, often referred to as love endorphins. The honeymoon period is a highly emotionally charged experience fueled with passion and lust. We are in love with the idea of being in love. This overwhelming natural high, which for the most part lacks realistic judgment, certainly feels like love, And it feels amazing. So who is the object of our affection? Are we attracted to the person or our fantasy of who that person should be? And is the intensity of what we are feeling really love, or is it just fairy tale infatuation? Infatuation and love start off the very same way, though it takes time to differentiate between the two. Infatuation is a fantasized, idealized, rabid emotion. Love is the act of carefully nurturing that emotion. It is difficult to discriminate between reality and fantasy while our hormones are busy deceiving us. Our feelings during this time are simply lofty emotions on autopilot. Though they feel great, these emotions are unstable, unreliable, and fleeting. In time, the intensity of our emotions will die down and the infatuation fades. The newness wears off. If it was just infatuation, the quirks that seemed so endearing before will now be irritating. If it is true love, you'll be willing to overlook those things because the positive aspects of the object of your affection far outweigh the negatives. The transition from infatuation to love is often subconscious and begins when the reality of who the other person is begins to set in, when we set aside our expectations, remove our facade, show our vulnerability, and allow the other person into our heart. The checklist we had made about the qualities we were looking for in a mate flies unexpectedly out the window. We may have felt insecure about our relationship before. Now we feel a growing level of trust and stability. We are able to let our guard down. At some point, we've all had a picture in our mind about what love will look like and how it will feel when it arrives. The truth is, when love enters our life, it rarely looks the way we had envisioned it. When I first met my husband, love was the furthest thing from my mind. I had just come out of a painful marriage to a drug addict that had been emotionally charged and filled with constant drama and heartache. The truth is, I didn't know how to have a normal relationship with a stable person. I believed that pain proved the depth of love between two people, and I thrived on it. But wanting stability in my infant daughter's life, I knew I needed to change the quality of my associations. But it nauseated me to think of dating, quote unquote, normal guys. I thought that I'd be bored out of my mind. Then I met a really nice guy who was nothing at all like the previous rough around the edges cool cat guys who I had been drawn to before, and we became friends. He was very young, but he was also very stable, grounded, and fun to be with. Because of his age, I never pictured him becoming a father to my child, though he was amazing with her and she loved him. After about a year of friendship, at the urging of a friend, I took a step back and looked at the whole picture. It was then that I realized that he was the perfect man for me and the perfect father for my daughter. A romance began, and we've been together ever since. Our love has stood the test of time and has grown stronger every day of the 26 years we've been together. Today is our 23rd anniversary. So what is love? Is it made up of cards, chocolates, roses, and expensive gifts? Those things are wonderful, romantic, and special. But they are not love. They are material expressions of affection. True love will thrive without any of those things. Real love is not an emotion. It's not words. It's actions. It is the act of giving oneself to edify another or meet their needs, always wanting the best for them. It is the unconditional commitment we make to another person to stand faithfully by their side through all the ups and downs of life. Love is giving and taking, being strong when the other person is weak, and allowing the other person to be strong for us when we are weak. And love is seeing past someone's faults to the beauty that lies within. To genuinely love another means to care deeply about their spiritual growth, to be willing and ready to attend to their needs regardless of how we are personally feeling. Healthy loving means having the discipline to be able to set our own agendas aside and shift our attention to our beloved. It is the willingness we have to extend ourselves beyond the comforts of our own limits to nurture the other person. It's about believing in your partner, advocating them, and defending their honor. Love takes many forms. Romantic love is one, but the root of all love is selflessness. On that note, I'm going to take a 1-minute break. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Back to the continuation of today's discussion. Love is as love does. Healthy, mutual romantic love is a journey of teamwork and friendship that two committed people decide to take. The act of two people with separate identities who are fully secure and capable of living without each other, making the choice to share their lives with each other. A healthy, loving relationship exists when the distinction of individuality between the two committed participants is honored and sustained. Authentic, mature love can only grow in the soil of respect and acceptance of the individuality of ourselves and others. In a romantic relationship or marriage, love is trusting and kind, It's about allowing your significant other the freedom to live their life, to have their space without feeling threatened by their choices. It's about staying committed to the other person through all the ups and downs of the relationship, sticking it out no matter what emotions you are feeling or what rough patches your relationship is going through. The allurement and fluency of real love will ebb and flow. Love is about making the other person laugh when they really want to cry, or crying right along with them. It's about nursing them when they are sick, holding them and telling them that everything is okay, whether it is or isn't. Love is about taking over and staying positive when your partner is in a crisis and can't fully function. Soon after my husband and I were married, I had a physical and emotional breakdown. It was the first time in my life that I could fall apart with the certainty that I had a soft place to land. He took over everything right where I left off and carried on for me, while at the same time, he was attentive and supportive of me and what I was going through. He has taken over other times over the years when I was sick or incapacitated for various reasons without ever complaining. That is love. Love thrives on flexibility, open communication, and tactful, honest expression of feelings. Fair fighting when there are disagreements is part of the art of loving. Holding in resentments or mudslinging is not. It's saying you are sorry and meaning it if you have hurt the one you love, and being able to move forward, genuinely forgiving the person who is truly sorry. Love is the unique emotional bond that exists between two people, and the effort put forth to keep the fire of passion burning. Holding hands when you walk. Curling up on the sofa next to each other while you watch television. Having a candlelight dinner. Listening to the special songs that transport you back to the time when your love was new. Love is looking back at all the sentimental memories you have shared over the years, and realizing how far you've come and how much your love has grown and matured. This was taken from the chorus of Reba McEntire's song, Love Isn't Love. Love isn't love till you give it away. Love isn't love till it's free. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. No, love isn't love till you give it away. Real love cannot be bought. It is the act of giving of ourselves, lifting others up, and wanting the best for those we care about. Sometimes having someone's best interest at heart requires the use of tough love. Though it may feel hateful to the recipient, redirecting someone who is self-destructive against their will is actually the most selfless form of love someone can give. To do so means to knowingly and willingly set oneself up to be verbally and perhaps physically abused, all in the name of saving someone else's life. There is a show on the A&E channel called Intervention. families join together with a substance abuse intervention specialist to try to force their loved one, whom they fear losing, into inpatient rehabilitation treatment. This is always a difficult task that requires the family members to each tap into their deepest love and inner strength. Often, the reason the substance abuser's disease has progressed to the degree it has is because one of the family members, fearing the consequences of their addict's choices and believing they are acting out of love, has enabled their behavior to continue. I've seen parents who have sacrificed their own health by giving their medication to their sons or daughters, or giving them money to buy drugs to prevent their child from having to suffer the painful effects of withdrawal. Some family members have actually driven their addict to the dealer's house so that they can purchase the drugs. They feed and provide shelter for their addict, believing that they can prevent something bad happening to them. They do all these things in the name of love. But what they are really doing is acting out of their own fear or guilt. And by doing so, they are killing their children. Love is not always beautiful, and it is not always easy. It sometimes requires pushing our own needs to the side in order to do what is best for someone else. A good example is parenting. Parental love must be unconditional, or it is not really love. As soon as a parent puts their own needs, fears, and baggage into the mix, the love becomes selfish. Children will only feel secure when they know that they are truly loved without strings attached. In life, we have the opportunity to express our love in a variety of ways. Many of us feel and show authentic love to our pets and other animals. And the love we feel for our family and friends may be as deep as the love we feel in romantic relationships. Many of the same attributes of romantic love, respect, kindness, and acceptance, may be shared with those we care for in our inner circle, and even beyond it. To broaden our scope, we need only to look to humanity, the family of mankind that we are all part of. Benevolence towards those who are less fortunate than we are is a beautiful attribute of love. The purest form of love is divine love, love that never changes, love that is not based on reciprocation, and love that never ends. Divine love is an intimate relationship that is specific and unique for each of us. The more we believe, the more we are shown. The more we communicate, the more we hear. The more grateful we are, the more we receive. Divine love is constant. When we talk, we are heard. When we are weak, we are given strength. When we are suffering, we are comforted. It makes no difference whether or not we embrace divine love, acknowledge it, or accept it, for its love is patient and truly unconditional. Divine love asks for nothing and wants nothing more than for us to love ourselves first and then spread that love to others. Cultivating self-love is the tallest mountain we will ever have to climb, yet it is at the core of everything we do in life. We cannot truly love another unless we can first love ourselves. It is not selfish or narcissistic to love oneself. As long as we bestow it upon ourselves with humility and the desire to share it with others. Self-love is kind, gentle, forgiving, and understanding. It's about accepting ourselves for who we are, what we look like, and where we have come from. It's about knowing who we are and what we stand for. And it's about being light, being able to laugh at ourselves when we are less than perfect. In other words, all the time. Think about all the ways you love and receive love in your life. Do you love others in ways that lift them up, empower them? Is your love unconditional and is it kind? Do you allow others to love you? We should periodically reevaluate the way we love ourselves and others. Many problems could be solved that way. And we should all reach beyond our comfort zone to spread our love to others who have never known what love feels like or desperately need it now. It is with our actions, not with our words, that we show others how much we love them. For when it comes down to it, love is as love does. I hope that you have found meaning in this show that you can apply to your own life. I love writing these shows and sharing what I learn with you. My shows are written for you, to inspire you, and offer you the tools you may need to live the very best life possible. I hope you will continue to follow me on my journey to spread hope, healing, and love to others. I encourage your comments. Please write to my email, afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com. And share your thoughts and opinions, as well as ideas for future topics that you'd like me to write articles about or discuss. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, August 11th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss the topic, dreams. What are they trying to tell you? All my shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is talk radio show host and author, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.